News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syria has responded to what it calls new Israeli aggression following an earlier Israeli raid in the center of the country. Robert Berger reports for VOA in Jerusalem.
It was one of the most significant flare-ups involving Israeli forces since the Syrian civil war erupted 7 years ago. But Reuven Ben Shalom, a former Israeli fighter pilot, believes this incident will not lead to war because Israel would win.
These incidents usually die down and do not lead to all-out war. And the main reason I say that now is that the main players in the region have absolutely no reason to go to war. It's against Syrian interest now, against Iranian interest now, mainly because they know that if they go to war with us, they will suffer severely.
The clash occurred amid warnings from Israeli leaders that they will not tolerate growing efforts by Iran to establish military bases in neighboring Syria and Lebanon that could be used to launch attacks against the Jewish state.
This Saturday, Egypt's armed forces continues what it describes as intensive airstrikes against terrorist targets and gatherings in central and north Sinai. The military campaign is part of what the Egyptian government calls Comprehensive Operation Sinai 2018. An invitation Saturday from one Korean leader to another is being viewed as a diplomatic breakthrough. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has been invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence left South Korea Saturday, saying the U.S. and its allies are more committed than ever to dismantle North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. The vice president said he was encouraged by bilateral discussions with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the